The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, if you live in this world, you will encounter hardship and difficulty. You will be challenged. Your faith will be challenged. Your life will have obstacles to overcome. I want to talk to you about laying foundations in your life that will work today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, if you live that long. Principles that you can live by, a threefold cord of emphasis in your life. If you live by these in your own life, in your ministry, you will be blessed no matter what comes your way in this world. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. We had a change of schedule. I was going to be interviewing a creation research scientist in the second half of the hour. He had to reschedule that interview. So that means I'm opening the phone lines wide, like we do on Friday. Any question of any kind, any subject you want to talk to me about, you want to probe me on something, you differ with me on something, anything whatsoever. Phone lines are open, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And I also want to encourage you, I'm going to give you some friendly exhortations today. How is that? All right, so phone lines, open any question, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you differ with me, if you're one of these that regularly posts on social media, Brown, you're wrong about this, you're wrong about that. Hey, if you can post on social media during the show, you can call and we can have a friendly conversation. I promise I won't bite. All right. So there are three key areas I want to talk to you about as our theme this month in January is let's get healthy. I have been so burdened by the Lord for so many years to help see the church get healthy, thriving in the Lord. Paul wrote this in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely. So sanctification is being made holy, is being set apart to God, holy for the Lord and made anew in his image. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who called you is faithful. He will surely do it. So notice his order there, spirit, soul, body. There are times in Scripture where it just talks about the inner being and the outer being, right? The inner man, the outer man, so the spiritual and the natural. That's one way to look at human beings. There's another way, which is spirit, soul, body. So spirit is who we actually are. As human beings, we are spirits living in bodies. And the soul is the consciousness. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. And it's a convenient way to break things down. Hebrews 4:12 talks about the dividing of soul and spirit. So there is a difference. The Hebrew is a little different than the Greek in terms of how it lays things out. But there is that difference. God's desire is that we are set apart to him, spirit, soul, body, and that we will be kept blameless, spirit, soul, body, at the coming of Jesus. That's Paul's prayer for us. So I understand that as important as the body is, we're going to talk about the body more in a minute, as important as the mind and emotions are, and we'll talk about that more, that everything starts spiritually, right? That ultimately being with God forever is the issue. Being in right relationship with God in the here and now is the big thing. So there are three elements now that I want to talk to you about. The Word, the Holy Spirit, and godly character. The Word, the Holy Spirit, and godly character. It is essential, friends, that we are people of the Word of God. We cannot fulfill our calling in God. We cannot be spiritually healthy. We cannot run the race he has called us to run. We cannot be effective without being people of the Word. No, it doesn't mean you have to learn Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic. No, it doesn't mean that you have to have 10,000 verses committed to memory. No, it doesn't mean you have to be a Bible scholar. But Jesus says this in John 15:7, if you remain in me, or in the King James, abide in me, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask what you will and it will be done for you. You say, wow, that's a big promise. Yes, because when we are in him and his words are in us, we will be aligned with him and our prayers will be according to his will. Paul says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I can give you so many scriptures about the importance of having the word in our heart, in our mind. But if we are not grounded in the word, we will not rightly understand who God is. We will not have a right revelation of God. We will not have a right revelation of human nature. We will not have a right revelation of how to live in a way that pleases him. I know we're all reading from the same Bible, those of us that are reading the Bible, and we have differences on views about end times. We have different views about lots of different things. But bottom line is this. The word of God is the foundation on which we build. The word of God gives us the fundamentals of who God is and how we are to live and please him. I was just reading a really moving interview that was published by Asia Harvest. And it was an interview with one of the underground church leaders in China. And he said the persecution is the worst that they've seen, but the church is getting stronger and they are not afraid. But the critical need is Bibles, especially for new believers. The critical need is Bibles. And you hear these stories, I mean, they sound mythological or apocryphal, but they're true stories about when Bibles were even more scarce. If they'd get a Bible, they would tear it to pieces and everybody would get a page, right? And they would study the page and then now you switch pages. Obviously not the way to read scripture, but they were so hungry and so desperate. One of the most moving videos I ever saw was tribal people that did not even have a written language. Missionaries came in and worked with them, developed a written language, and then translated the New Testament into their language. And these planes were flying in, these small planes in a little runway there, delivering the Bibles the first time, and the people dancing and singing and think, well, if we were that excited about the word, I mean, we have Bible apps and Bibles by the hundreds, by the thousands in terms of what's available to us, being people of the word. And friends, it's one of the most important reasons why we do what we do on the Line of Fire, to ground people in the word so that they can be healthy and stable in God. It's why God called me to biblical scholarship and so many decades of studying and pouring in, and I'm still a student learning. There's a beautiful verse in Isaiah 54 that Jesus quotes in John 6, which says, V'chol banayach limudei Adonai, and all your sons, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, shall be disciples of the Lord. We want to be his disciples, sitting at his feet, taking his word. I remember when our daughters were little, so Nancy's just a busy mom at home with the kids, and you just don't have the normal schedule the way you used to have it, that the room she was in and out of the most in the day was the kitchen. You know, living room on one side and just, but back and forth in there, getting food ready, doing whatever she was doing. So she just had the Bible open. And aside from whatever time she'd get alone with God, just whenever she was in there, she just stop and look. Got a few minutes, stop and look, take it in. Whether it's listening to the Bible, whether it's doing in-depth study for hours, getting the word in our heart and mind. It's one reason we do our Friday Q&A broadcast. It's fun. I love doing it. I enjoy doing it, but it's to equip. And it's to deal with false doctrine and things that are unsound, and to say, major on the majors, major on the majors, major on the majors. Hey, why not start a daily Bible reading plan to get through the Bible in a year? So it's January 11th. Let's start January 11th. Maybe you can catch up a little. Or otherwise, start January 11th and go to next January 11th. People of the Word. We also need to be people of the Spirit. It's not word or spirit, or truth or spirit. Jesus says in John 4, the Father is looking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus rebukes religious leaders in Matthew 22 and says, you're mistaken because you don't understand the scriptures or the power of God. Word and spirit. Paul said that he preached Jesus and him crucified, and he preached in the power of the Spirit, the demonstration and power of the Spirit. Our own lives should be vibrant spiritually. We should be people of prayer, people of worship, people of intimacy, people who know the life and power of the Spirit. We may differ on Pentecostal charismatic issues, but we should be people of the Spirit. Many cessationists say, Dr. Brown, when you say we don't believe in the gifts and the power of the Spirit, that's a misstatement. We do believe in the gifts and power of the Spirit. We just don't believe that, say, tongues or prophecy or the sign gifts are normative, but we absolutely believe in the power of the Spirit. Well, amen. Let's see it. Let's walk it out. Let's live it out. Those in ministry, maybe you've joined me on your face before God, say, where's the power of your Spirit? I'm not seeing lives transformed. I'm not seeing captives set free. I'm not seeing sick people healed. Whatever it is that you know the Spirit is doing today, we should be seeing these things happening. And our own lives are not just the lives of good people who have right doctrine. That's not the gospel. The gospel is not just we're nice people and we have right doctrine. The gospel is that we're saved from sin and brought into intimate relationship with God and filled with His Spirit. So I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I do, but let's not argue that. Where is the evidence of the Holy Spirit working powerfully? Where is the demonstration of the Spirit through you, through your life, through your ministry? This is an invitation. It's not condemnation. It's an invitation. We want to see you healthy. We want to see you as people of the Word, people of the Spirit. And then you join that with godly character. It's a threefold cord. People of the Word, people of the Spirit. So that's people of prayer, worship, intimacy, people experiencing God's leading and His power at work in their lives, right? And then godly character. Godly character. People who have integrity. People who walk in purity. People who walk in love. People who walk in self-control. By the way, self-control has to do with diet also, doesn't it? Self-control has to do with being able to say no to things that are unhealthy and destructive. Self-control is moral. It is spiritual. And that means that there is control over habits, self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, or some of the fruit of the Spirit. Godly character.